Airplane mode. Okay, sometimes when things aren't clear, you got to repeat them. You got to say it again and again and again, right? So it's like, you know, I tell my kids, be careful, be careful. Like, what was the second be careful for? So in this week's parashah, we have a similar idea. Begins, Vayomer Hashem Moshe Emor. He says a double amiras. Everybody knows the famous Rashi, Emor, Lahazir Gedolim Alaktanim, so that the older ones should watch the younger ones, and they're responsible for the young ones' behavior. But today we're going to see a different idea. There's a fascinating medrash that discusses this double language of be careful, of Emor, Emor by the Kohanim, vis-a-vis their commandment to stay away from people who are no longer with us, from people who aren't, so they shouldn't become Tamei Meis. So the medrash reads the following, Vayikru Rabba. For the malachim, who they don't have a yetzahara, it's good enough if they only say it to them once. You don't have to repeat it yourself twice when it comes to malachim. But when it comes to us human beings, that we have the evil inclination, the yetzahara that's trying to catch us and grab us, halavai, halavai l'shte amiros ya'amdu. It should be, whoa, it should be for us, at least two amiros should work. Okay, and then it says, "Vayomer Hashem Moshe Emor l'Kohanim b'nei Aaron v'amartale." So we have a medrash that says that the reason for the two amiras is because of our battle against the Yetzirah. The Malachim only need one, but for some reason or another, we need two. So the question we have to ask ourselves today is the following: first of all, what is the idea that these two amiros, specifically these two expressions, were said specifically to us to counterbalance, to go against, to fight the Yetzirah? And secondly, what is this doubt when it comes to the two amiros that it should help us, you know, against going against this Yetzirah? One is the Malachim don't need it, and we need it to go against the Yetzirah. Very strange Gemara. So today we're going to learn the Shvilei Pinchas. This is the Rosh Kollel from Bells. He's still with us, Baruch Hashem, and he comes around and gives him. He says a beautiful, beautiful idea that I thought I wanted to share. So he says the following. He quotes the following. Another Medrash, first of all. Says the following, Yiras Hashem Torah Medes Lad. The person is Yiras Hashem, should always be standing. Amar Alevi, Meyirish and Isyara Aaron Milfnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, from the awe that Aaron HaKohen had in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zacha V'nisnan Lanu HaParshazu. This Parsha was given, this Parsha of us, not becoming, of the Kohanim, I should say, not becoming Timitami to the mace, it comes from the fact that Aaron had Yiras Shemayim. She'ena Zazim Menev V'lo Mibanev V'lo Mibnei Banev. And it should never leave from him, from his children, from his anicle, from his grandchildren, from his great-grandchildren, ad sof kol adonis, until all future generations. What parasha is this? This is the parasha of Mace. So, Aaron HaKohen had Yerushalayim. So because he had Yerushalayim, he was given a commandment not to be metamei to Mace. What's the connection between the two? So there's a well-known Gemara in Brachos. Okay, if we understand this, we'll go back to our original double Amir. There's a well-known Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos says the following. The Olim Yargiz Adam Yetzer Tov Al Yetzer. A person should always conquer the Yetzer with the Yetzer Tov. The Yetzer Tov should rule over, or he should have an emotion of the Yetzer Tov over the Yetzer. It says, Rigzu, tremble the Al Tichtov, if you tremble and don't sin. In Nitzchum Mutav, if you survive, Givaldik, it'll be great. Vim Lav, if not, if that doesn't work, Yetzer number one, Yasku B'Torah, learn Torah. In Nitzchum Mutav, if that works, great. If not, what should you do? Say Kriya Shema. If that doesn't work, remember the day you're going to die. So here it is. Listen. If you want to be successful, do A. If not, try B. If not, try C. What's the obvious question? Cut to the chase. If the most potent weapon against the Yetzirah is the day of death, just think about the day of death. And then fun. Right? Can you imagine? Here I am. I'm thinking at night, and I have all these things. I want to speak Lashon Hara against somebody so badly. Think about the day you're going to die. You're not going to speak Lashon Hara. It's a great remedy. But instead, the word is, no, first learn Torah. If learning Torah doesn't work, say Kriya Shema. If saying Kriya Shema doesn't work, what's the connection? Why not go right to Yom Moses? So I'm going to give two answers to this. The first one is by the Igrid Dekala. I don't know who that is. I Googled it. I don't know who it is. The Bnei Yisosker. Okay, thank you. Not holding in the Hasidish as far as much as I said, right? Anyway, so it's in my stock, but it's not in my learning. It says in Pasuk the following, what's the man's obligation? Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Misam Chelev. We just had this Pasuk put right on top of the Aron Kodesh today. Pekudei Hashem Yisharim Misam Chelev. One is always supposed to be Simcha in their Avodas Hashem. What, unfortunately, is depressing What's the most depressing thing in the world? Death. Nobody likes death. I mean, there always are people like death. They work at, you know, the mortuaries. But really, nobody likes death. So in order to, we don't want us, oh, I'm thinking it's hard, so get depressed, start thinking about death. That's depressing. One's supposed to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu with tremendous alacrity, with tremendous joy. And if one thinks about the day they're going to die, that's depressing. Therefore, the Medrash, the Gemara Bracho says, first learn Torah. If learning Torah is not successful, say Kriya Shema. If that's not successful, as a last resort, think about the day you're going to die. But that's a last resort, because we don't want it to go to Atzus. Brings a beautiful raya. Yitzchak Avinu tells Esav, when he wants the brachas, he says to him, Vayomer, hineinu zakanti v'lo yadasi, lo yadati yomosi. Esav, I'm going to die. Right? That's what it sounds at first glance. And I don't know when I'm going to die, so please bring me the stuff so we can get the brachas rolling. So what's pshat in this Gemara? So the Chassam Sofer explains, I don't need to think about the day I'm going to die. And I still stood in my tzidkus. That's not the way I conquer the Yetzer Hara. Yitzchak is giving Esav a beautiful concept and saying, how does one conquer the Yetzer Hara? I never once thought about the day. Lo yadati almost. I never thought about, I don't know the day I'm going to die. I don't think about that. All I think about is Torah Kriya Shema. I don't need to get to that. It's unnecessary for me to do that. I don't know, and the Chassam Sofer, other people say this. That's what Yitzchak is alluding to Esav when he says this. And therefore, he's telling the proper way to fight the Yetzer Hara, through Torah Kriya Shema. And another way to learn, we have from the Sefer from the Panim Yafos. This is Reb Pinchas Harutz. He's a Talmud of the Dov Ber, Mimezrich. And he was from Germany, Yakishistak, in the 18th century. So he gives a beautiful, a little bit of a different twist on this, about what's so critical about staying away from the day of death. So he says, how did death enter the world? We know from what? When Adam Arishon initially ate from the Eitz Hadas. Eitz Hadas tov ra lo ochel mimenu, you shouldn't eat. Why? Ki biyom ochel mimenu mos tumos. From the day you eat from it, man is going to die. And it sounds like that the punishment continues. Vayomer Hashem Elokim, heino Adam hayake echad mimenu ledas tov ra, when the man ate, I'm scared he's going to eat from the Eitz Hadas to know the difference in good and bad. V'ata pen yishloch yodo, lest he puts his hand there, v'loka gam Eitz Hachayim, and he eats from the Eitz Hachayim. Once he eats from the Eitz Hadas, now he has the ability to know from Tov Ra. Now we got another problem. What if he eats from the Eitz Hachayim? V'achol v'chayil olam, he's going to live forever. So what happens? V'yishlochu Hashem Elokim migan Eden. So Kodesh Baruch Hu sends him out of Gan Eden. So he doesn't eat from the Eitz Hachayim. L'avonus Adam HaShaloka Ech Misham. So the simple understanding, everyone says, why does Adam Avinu get shocked and doesn't get the opportunity from the Eitz Hachayim, the tree that's going to help him live forever? Because he's punished. He ate from the Eitz Hadas, the Hadas Tov Ra, he brought Mason to the world, so now he can't eat from the Eitz Hachayim. But listen to what the Igris the Kala says. Now, before Adam ate from the Eitz Hadas, so the Eitz Hara was not so potent. It was outside of him, if you will. Right? Rabbi Friedman always gives the beautiful mashal explaining the Nefesh Hachayim. It says, initially the Eitz Hara was, not that I want to eat from that cheeseburger, but you want to eat from the cheeseburger, teasing us. After we ate from the Eitz Hadas, the Eitz Hara became part of us. It's now I want to eat from the cheeseburger. So what's the only way to conquer the Eitz Hara? What do we need now in this world in order to conquer from the Eitz Hara? We need death. We needed death. It's not that it's a punishment that there's going to be death, that we don't eat from the Eitz Hara. But death is necessary in order for what? In order for us to combat the Eitz Hara. And this is why, says the Hafla, the Panim Yafos, that we get sent out of Gan Eden in order that we bring death into this world, because it's a necessity in order for us to overcome the Yetzer Hara. Beautiful idea. But he says a little bit more. Quotes more. He says the following. He says, until him, Migavar Yichya, who's the one who's going to live, the lo yira mavis, and not going to see death, yimalet navsho miyad shol, so he's going to run away from the burning embers of Gehenna, so to speak. He's not going to do that. How does he explain that? Meaning, who is going to be the person who wants to live? Somebody who involves himself in Torah, in year, and the fear of death. Right? Because once you fear death, then all of a sudden that's going to help you conquer it. But he adds one twist. He adds a twist to what we said before. It's not necessarily death that we want to stay away from that last thing because of sadness. He adds one thing. Go all the way to the end of the Chumash. It says, Re'ena, Satil Fenecha, Yom Es HaChayim Es HaTov, as Hamavis v'Esara. I've given in front of you what? Life, goodness, death, and badness. But then the pasuk includes the v'chart v'chaim. Choose life. Why? L'man tichya atav zarechas. So you should live. Why does a man have to be told to choose life? And the Kodesh Baruch Hu has to say, uv'chart v'chaim. Why does he have to say it? So he says like this. Go through the pasuk again. Let's go through the pasuk very carefully. It says like this. So what's the eitza to survive? How do you survive? He goes, v'ra'enes ataluch ha'yom es ha'chaim. Chaim is what? Torah. V'esa tov, and goodness. What's tov? So he's going to say that that's kriyashma. So those two things. Learn Torah, say kriyashma. Then you'll stay away from mavis and ra, from bad and evil, from death and evil. Meaning what? Initially, the pasuk is telling us that the way to conquer the Yetzirah, uvacharta b'chayim, to choose life, choose that part of Torah, and then mamela you'll be able to stay away from the Yetzirah. Choose tov, because that's also, again, this idea of Kriya Shema Reza and Sasati l'chayim. There are two ways to conquer it. There's chayim and tov. The chayim is Torah, the tov is Kriya Shema. You do both of those things, you'll be able to stay away from the Yetzirah. But if that doesn't work, then he points out to Misa, Man tichya osav v'zarecha, in order that you should live. If that doesn't work, then you go to Misa. But that's a last alternative. And the reason why he's saying it is as follows. He says, not because of the sadness element, but because, what's the difference between Torah and Kriya Shema versus death? If you're learning Torah, you're doing a mitzvah. If you're doing Kriya Shema, you're saying a mitzvah. What's thinking about death? It's not a mitzvah. So the ideal is, b'charit b'chayim, choose life, choose to do that mitzvah. If you choose to do that mitzvah, then all of a sudden, you'll be able to conquer the Yetzer. There's another piece here, which I'm going to have to skip, unfortunately, because of time. But he says like this. Let's go back to how we started. What's the kefal lashon? What's the double lashon of Emor Amarta? It says, Ha'alyonim she'ein Yetzirah matzoi behem. The malachim who don't have the Yetzer, trying to conquer them. For them, Amir is enough. They don't have to worry about the Yetzer. But for human beings, for the Kohanim, it should be enough that they have what? Two Amirahs. Amira number one of learning Torah, and Amira number two of Kriya Shema. Halavai, that should be enough. And that's why it says, Va'amar Telekim. And what's the third Amira that he doesn't give to the Kohanim? The idea of what? Thinking about death. Why? Because we have death in this world. Unfortunately, what happens? We go to a funeral, what happens? So all of a sudden, we start thinking about the day we're going to die, and that's Ma'ar us to do a little bit of tshuva for our Yetzer Tov to conquer the Yetzer Hara again. But the Kohanim, what does the Medrash say? The Medrash tells us that Halavai, the Yerushamayim of the Kohanim, should be enough. And that's why specifically this mitzvah was given to whom? To Aaron HaKohen, to all of his generation, because Aaron HaKohen had the Yerushamayim. And through the Yerushamayim, he only needed two Amiras. What is Amira number one? Torah, and Amira number two is Kriya Shema. And if he's able to overcome those Amira, if he's able to overcome, he won't need Misa to think about it. Because the whole idea of the Torah is a battle against the human condition and not the angel condition. Angelic condition, if you will. It's a famous, world-famous Gemara as we get closer to Shavuos. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give us the Torah, what did the Malachim say? What are you doing giving those lowly people the Torah for? Tenehotcha b'shamayim. Moshe's response is, really? Do you think about Lo Sinuf? Do you think about Lo Sirtzach? Do you think about violating Yisur Misas to the Malachim? We do, and therefore in our Torah, that's what it says. Because the human condition has the Yetzirah that it's always going against. And what's the battle? What's the way to battle that Gemara? The Gemara says in Brachas Daf Ehem Aleph. We battle it through Torah and Kriya Shema. So I was just thinking today, maybe to add on a little bit, that could be the transition a little bit from Pesach to Shavuos. Pesach, it's about understanding us in Amunah. Right? When did we were given Amunah? Pesach. The whole idea of Pesach is filled with mitzvos. There's so many mitzvos. Zeicher Yetzias Mitzrayim, because Pesach is the one time HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ayin Rabban, at the end of Bo, where He showered us with this unbelievable miracle. We have to believe that there's nothing else beside HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And then we get to Shavuos. And Shavuos, as we count through this time of Sefirah, we're supposed to work on ourselves and grow. But we get to Shavuos. Shavuos is obviously the time of Kabbalah Satorah. We're given that Torah. To know Ot Chabashor, no, it's for us. The Torah is for us because we have a Yetzirah, and we need the Torah in order to overcome that Yetzirah. And we have to hold ourselves. And therefore, Pesach and Shavuos, the bridge is to work on both elements, that through Kriya Shema and Torah alone, we should be able to conquer Yetzirah. Either because of, we shouldn't have to think of death as and that's very sad, or because we should fill ourselves up with mitzvahs. But unfortunately, either of those two don't work. The next Yom Tov we're coming up is Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur. And those are the days that Sifrei Chaim and Sifrei Mason Psuchim Lefanecha. We both have the Sifrei, all the books of death and the books of life in front of us. And that's something that we have to get to encourage us once again to overcome our Yetzirah. So we should use this time to really develop our Emunah through Pesach, thinking about all the miracles that Kodesh Baruch Hu has done for us as we head towards Teshuvos. And we recognize that the Torah is the greatest gift that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given us. He's given us to prove us that we don't need to think even more about a Yetzirah. That we should be able to grow and develop. And we should all be an Am Mamleches Kohanim V'Goy Kadosh. Being a Mamleches Kohanim means we don't need any more death in order for us to overcome our Yetzirah. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.